If I invited you to a celebration, just like Pat and I attended in Kentucky for her sister's 50th wedding anniversary,
如果, 我请你去参加一个庆祝, 就像我和 Pat 刚刚去在肯塔基州参加她的小妹妹 50周年结婚纪念的时候, 你可能会问我, 我应该穿什么, 应该在那里如何的行为举止。
Should I act very formal, or should I act like I know everyone, even though I don't?
我是要行为举止非常的正式, 还是很随意, 好像我认识所有的人, 其实我并不认识。
And you might think, are people there going to want to know where I'm from?
你可能会想, 那里的人会不会想知道我是从哪里来的?
Being in Kentucky, that would be true. They ask everyone, where are you from? And who is your family?
在肯塔基州, 这个是一个事实, 人们都会问你, 你从哪里来, 你从你的家是哪个家?
You might also say, you know, I hear people from Kentucky, they're kind of tough. Should I act like I'm tough too?
你可能也会听说, 从肯塔基来的人比较强硬, 所以你可能也会说, 是否我也要举止强硬些?
So I would tell you, if you were attending this celebration with us back in Kentucky, just be yourself.
如果你和我们一起去肯塔基州参加这一个庆祝, 我会告诉你, 做你自己。
Now when I use the idea of being yourself, I use the verb be in an active way. That's act like who you are, don't try to act like someone else.
当我说做你自己的时候, 我用的这个做是一个行为动词。 我是想告诉你, 你是什么样的人, 就怎样行事, 不要试图做事和你是什么样的人不相符。
And that way, hopefully you will feel comfortable and welcome.
这样的话, 你可能会觉得更加的舒服, 也更加的受人欢迎。
Now, it may sound funny, but that's actually what I'm going to talk about you to remind you of that today.
这可能听起来有点可笑, 但这就是今天我要和你分享的话题, 来提醒大家。
For all of those who have placed their faith in Jesus, just be yourself.
所有把你们的信放在基督身上的人, 做你们自己。
Now, while our time together could be very simple, it may be to someone, they're hearing from everybody else in the world that you can have your own identity. You can choose who you want to be.
这可能对有些人, 这可能听起来很简单, 但是对有些人却不是, 因为在我们周遭世界上, 总有人要告诉每一个人, 你应该是什么样子人, 你可以去选择成为你所要成为的任何人。
Many people today feel like the world is changing all at once.
今天许多人都会感觉世界上, 很多的事情瞬息改变。
The definition of marriage, the meaning of the word woman, for example, seem now to be in this state of change.
像对婚姻的定义, 对什么是女人, 好像都是处在一个不断变化的过程当中。
So we must set this within a broader context, we're told, how people think of themselves or imagine themselves to be.
我们似乎必须, 要迎合人们越来越宽的这个界定, 或者是, 想要把自己想象成我们要成为的样子。
It's kind of where our emotions and inner feelings determine who we think we are.
这就是人们以情绪和我们内在的这个感受, 来决定, 来认为我们到底是什么样的人。
Such ideals as happiness, success, good and evil become matters of personal preference.
所以像快乐啊, 成功啊, 好和坏, 都是按着人各自的喜好来被定义。
Technology supports the myth that fallen humans being what they want to believe about themselves.
而现在的科技也支持这个神话, 这个神话就是堕落的人可以相信他自己。
First, the world will say, you are free, you're answerable to no one, any masters only of your own desires.
首先这个世界说, 你们是自由的, 你们不需要回应任何人，你们是你们自己命运的主宰。
Secondly, the human nature involves no accountability, no set of objectives right or wrong.
其次，在人的天然的本性的当中，你不需要有任何的义务或者责任去符合任何的客观的对与错。
And thirdly, more important is technology helps to promote excessive individualism. Me, me, me.
第三一点是更重要的，就是科技帮助人们越来的越崇尚个人主义，一切都是我我我。
That's the central role it presents for public performance. Social media makes us all on a world stage.
自我成为了公众面前那一个表现的公那一个表现的中心，那所有的社交的媒体把这个世界变成了一个的大舞台。
Now we can all present any part of our lives as a public performance to a vast audience.
现在呢，我们可以把自己的生活的任一个的部分都表演在一个公众的面前，给很多的观众去看。
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.All provide platforms to act out our imaginary self.
所有的脸书、推特、还有 Instagram 和抖音都给了大家一个提供了一个的平台，让人们去表演成为想象中的那个自我。
Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that technology is bad. It's kind of like a simple hammer.
不要误解了我。我并不是说科技是不好的。科技与我来讲就像一个榔头。
It can be used to build a nice home for you, or it can be used like a man in the news that used it to attack an older woman in a crowd and kill her for no reason.
这个榔头可以被用来为你建造一个美好的房屋，也可以像电视新闻里看到的，被一个人用来去攻击一个人群当中的老年妇人。没有任何理由的把他杀了。
To refuse to use a person's preferred pronouns is to refuse to acknowledge them of who they think they are.
还有，如果拒绝按照一个人所选的称呼来称呼他，男生的他，或者是他女生的他，那就是来拒绝承认他们对自己是谁的认可。
To do that is regarded as an assault on their person. It denies reality of their inner feelings and their chosen identity.
这样的拒绝呢，在现在被认为是对这个人的人身攻击，因为他否定了这个人真实的内在的感受和他所选择的要自己成为谁。
This world movement, really a scheme of the devil, it's mentioned in Ephesians 6, is aimed more and more at young people.Even as early as grade school,
这样的一个世界发展动态正是魔鬼的诡计，正像以弗所书六章所指出的，而这一切正在越来的越把我们的年轻人作为目标，甚至是我们学童的孩子们。
There's a lot of young people letting the world tell them that they're a loser, they have no purpose, unless they become their own God and create a new identity for themselves.
今天有很多的年轻人容让这个世界告诉他们，他们是失败者，他们的生命没有意义，除非他们成为自己的神，为自己创造出一个身份。
Let me add one more thing before I start these verses today.
当我们看下面经文之前，让我再讲一句。
This reminder isn't only just a reminder for you here, but it may also help someone else.As you can present this to them to help them see their true identity in Christ or what it can be if they accept Christ.
今天的信息呢不仅是给我们对我们有帮助，可能也会帮助你来打开你的思想，来思考如何帮助你身边周围的人看见他们在基督里真实的身份，或者是当他把信心放在基督里的时候他是谁。
Let's pray together.And then I'll read 1 Peter 1, 13 through 25.
让我们一起祷告，然后读彼得前书。
Father, we just want to hear what's from you. It doesn't really matter what my opinion is or what any of us think. It's what you think about us, how you have called us to be, how you have called us out of the world, and what you want us to hear today from your word. Give you thanks that you reveal yourself to us in a special way, in a loving way. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So I'll read in English now. I don't know if you've already read in Chinese, but 1 Peter 1, 13 through 25.
彼得前书, 第一章13到25节.
So prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then, but now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the scriptures say, you must be holy because I am holy. And remember that the Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favorites. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear of Him during your time here as temporary residents. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose Him as your ransom long before the world began. But now in these last days, He has been revealed for your sake. Through Christ, you have come to trust in God, and you have placed your faith and hope in God because He raised Christ from the dead and gave Him great glory. You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth. So now, you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart. For you have been born again, but it is not to a life that quickly ends. Your new life will last forever because it has come from the eternal living Word of God. As the Scripture says, people are like grass, their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the Word of the Lord remains forever. And that Word is the good news that was preached to you.
让我们一起来读彼得前书一章十三到二十五节，我们再来读一下哈，一二三，请。所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前愚昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心，度你们在世寄居的日子。你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。因为凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢， 唯有主的道是永存的。
Just a note, those of you reading in English may notice what I read was the NLT. You're reading the NIV. Different translation. Just a few words that are different.
Okay. 想让你们知道，如果你们读英文的话，你可能发现我读的和这个显示的不太一样，因为我们是用的不同版本的圣经。
Before we go through the verses today, let me add a little context. This letter from Peter was to a region of people that were mostly from a Jewish background.
当我们解释这些经文之前，先让我给你一下上下文。这一本的书是彼得写给在一个地区的信徒，这些信徒大多是犹太人的背景。
They could no longer identify themselves primarily as someone from a particular tribe of Israel.
他们这些人已经不能够来确认他们到底是属于以色列哪个支派的了。
They had a new identity now as followers of Jesus.
但是他们有了一个新的身份，就是基督的跟随者。
Now the first 12 verses of 1 Peter chapter 1 mention their new inheritance from God, the gracious salvation they had to look forward to, even during hard and confusing times.
彼得前书一章前面12节有讲到，这些人是从神得了新的基业，并且盼望那个恩典的救恩，即便是在将来他们要面对的更艰难、更困惑的日子里。
Now let's go through these verses and let God, through Peter, direct us to four things about ourselves.
现在让我们来一节节看这些经文，让神借着彼得告诉我关于我们的四件事。
And as you receive these words, be encouraged. Just be yourself.
当你接受神的这些话的时候，希望你就被激励，按着你自己的所事，做你自己，活出来。
The four things are, number one, you're a child of God. Number two, you're a saint. Number three, you're a foreigner in this world. And number four, you're a new creation.
这四件事是，一，你是神的孩子；二，你是圣徒；三，你是在这个世上寄居的人；四，你是一个新造的人。
So number one, you're a child of God.That's a big deal.
第一件，你是神的孩子，这是一件大事。
Now, as we start in verse 13, it sounds like there are a couple of things that you or we need to work out for ourselves.
如果读十三节的话，你可能会发现，好像是有一些的事要我们自己做的。
But when Peter says, prepare your minds, it could better be said as Paul did in Romans 12:2,The A part.
当彼得说约束你们的心的时候，其实是保罗在罗马书十二章第二节里讲得更清楚。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
So you're not really doing something with your mind, you're letting God do it.
所以其实你并不是做什么事情在你的头脑当中，而是让神在做。
Then when he says exercise self-control, he's not saying produce self-control, but rather exercise the fruit of the self-control the Holy Spirit is producing in you.
当彼得有说谨慎自守的时候，他并不是说要你自己就可以生出来谨慎自守，而是你要操练，让圣灵在你的里面所结的这个节制的果子活出来。
Your only hope is just to receive the grace of salvation from God that He promised to you when you trusted in Jesus.
而且你唯一的盼望是神，他恩典的救恩，借着你相信耶稣，神已经应许给你了。
Now, verse 14 gives us our first reminder of who we are now. We're reminded we're children of God.
在第十四节，这个就提醒我们，告诉我们我们现在是谁。他提醒我们说，我们现在是神的儿女。
I know many people say we're all children of God, but that's not what the Bible says.
我知道有很多人说所有的人都是神的儿女， 但是圣经不是这么说的。
Talking about Jesus in John 1:12, he says,
在主耶稣在约翰福音一章十二节，他这样说道。
But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God.
主耶稣说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
In fact, the Bible says all humans are born separated from God, and He is not their Father, and they really don't have spiritual life yet.
事实上，圣经告诉我们，所有的人生出来是和神隔离的，他们并没有属灵的生命。
You're only adopted into God's family as His child when you believe and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior.
你我是被接纳进入了神的家，做他的儿女，是因着相信并且接受主耶稣是我们的主和救主。
No, I know that might sound a little unkind, but we'll see in a couple of verses ahead. God has no favorites.
这听起来好像不是很友善。但是我们会往下看几节的经节来告诉我们，神其实并不偏待人。
The gospel is open to both male, female, Jew, Gentile, everyone is able to receive this as a free gift.
福音是向着所有的人敞开的，不管是男是女，犹太人或外邦人，每个人都可以接受这个白白的礼物。
Now here's where a reminder of who you are is important. If Shen saw me doing something really bad, I trust she would say, Mike, that's not who you are.
提醒自己是谁是很重要的。比如说，信看到 Pastor Mike 做了一件很不好的事情，信会对 Pastor Mike 说，Mike, 你不是这样的人。
She might say, that may be the old you,But it's not who you are now. You're a child of God. Act like it.
这可能是一个老是你的老我，但不是现在的你。你现在的你啊，这不是，这可能是你的老我，而不是现在的你。
The old you may have known, not have known any better, but you do now.
你那个老我可能不知道神的事情，但是现在你知道了。
Not only are we now God's children, we must live as God's obedient children.
我们不仅是神的孩子，而且要做顺命的儿女。
I like how Pastor Gary brought out an important fact last week. Jesus came to this world fully man, and he was relatively weak in his physical body.
我喜欢上周赵牧师讲到的一个重要事实。就是耶稣完全成为人的样式来到了这世上，在肉身上来说，他是有一个软弱的身体的。
As he mentioned, the main thing is because of his total obedience to God's will, he accomplished the greatness that God had intended for him.
但重点是，因着他全然的顺服神的旨意，他仍然完成了神要他完成的伟大救恩。
Okay, so secondly, the next helpful reminder is you're a saint.
我们讲第二件事就是你是圣徒。
Again, verse 15 says you must be holy, and that could be misunderstood to mean something you must do.
第十五节在讲说你们要圣洁，那可能你会误解，就是说你要做什么事情来使你成为圣洁。
It really isn't saying that, rather something that was necessary to do to you, so now live it out.
但这并不是这里说的，反而这里是说必须要对你做一些的事情，以至于你可以活出圣洁。
That's who you are. You're a holy saint. Saint and holy are actually the same word.
圣徒，这是你的所事，圣洁和圣徒是同一个字。
God used Peter to say that the Christians back then, and as he says to you now, in 1 Peter 1:2,
神用彼得告诉那时的信徒，今天也告诉我们，是在彼得前书一章二节所讲的。
God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and His Spirit has made you holy.
彼得前书一章二节说，就是照着父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁的。
As a result, you have obeyed him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
而这样的一个结果，就是你成为神顺命的儿女，以至于顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
Notice first and most important, you obey God. How you obey him is to trust in his plan of salvation through Jesus, the Son of God.
请注意，第一和最重要的顺服神的方式，就是相信他借着他的儿子耶稣基督所完成的救赎计划。
So since you are reminded that you are holy, live a holy life, not just on Sundays or religious holidays, but in everything you do.
因为被提醒你是圣洁的，所以你要过一个圣洁的生活，不仅仅是在星期天或者宗教的节日上，而是在你做的每件事上。
And many of you will probably quickly say, you know, I can't do that, it's too difficult. And that's absolutely correct.
嗯，可能很多人会马上说，哦，我做不了，因为这太难了。啊，你说的没有错。
You'll just have to depend on the Holy Spirit to guide you in that way of living.
你必须依靠圣灵来引导你如何过圣洁生活。
So holy basically means being set aside for God's purpose. Not copying the behavior and customs of the world, as it mentioned in Romans 12.
所以圣洁的意思是分别出来归给神，为着他的旨意而做，而不是效法这个世界的行为和习俗。这也是罗马书十二章所讲的。
Now here's how the world may try to get you to feel bad about that. They may say, "Oh, you think you're holier than thou."
这一点也是世界用来让信徒觉得不好的一个地方。他们可能会讥讽你说，哦，你比神更圣洁。
Now trust me, in America that's a common phrase. And what they're trying to say is, oh, you think you're holier than God? Or you're holy like God?
相信我，这是在美国常听到的一句话，意思就是要讥讽你说，你比神更，你觉得你比神更圣洁，或者像神一样的圣洁。
Of course not. That's a ridiculous thought.God is holy, holy, holy. 圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
当然不是，这是一个很荒谬的想法。神是圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
I used to love to sing that in China.
我很喜欢在国内的时候很喜欢说这个。
That means set aside from everything in the universe.
这是说神的圣洁是分别于宇宙中万物的。
To discourage a believer further, someone may say, you think you're the only one that can do good? Well, let's look at Mark 10:18.
那更进一步，这个世界想让信徒觉得沮丧的是他们会说，你觉得你是唯一能行善的人吗？well, 让我们一起来看一下马可福音十章十八节。
Why do you call me good? Jesus asked. Only God is truly good.
主耶稣在那里说，除了你为什么说我是良善的呢？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的了。
So anything I do is only good if it's according to his purpose and if it ultimately glorifies him.
所以我们做的任何的一件事，只有合神的心意，并且给神带来荣耀，这才是良善的。
If it's to make myself look good, it's not good according in God's eyes.
如果这件事是使我自己看上去很好，在神的眼中不是良善的。
Now, Peter, as he was talking to mostly Christians, he could use the Old Testament because of their background. It was easy to use this verse from Leviticus. Be holy as I am holy.
当彼得给那当时的犹太的那些背景的信徒讲这个的时候，他也可以很容易就用到圣经利未记中的一句话，在利未记中说到神对以色列会众说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Another way to say that is just be different from this world as God is different from this world.
或者神换一种方式是说，你们不要顺从这一个的世界，因为我是和这个世界不同的。
But I do have to say that this holiness which God calls us to is not just who we are, but also holiness of life, interaction with others,respect of God and men, it matters both for our faith and our everyday life.
我必须要说，神呼召我们的这个圣洁，不是单指我们的琐事是圣徒，更是要在我们的生活的当中，在关乎神和关乎人和人的这些的交往中，体现在关乎信心和每日的生活的当中。
Think of it this way: to be holy is to imitate Jesus. Copy him. That way, you'll be sure to be different from anything in the world.
你可以把圣洁想象为效法耶稣，效法耶稣去做他所做的，这样你必定和世界不同。
It is to do what's according to His will, what He directs by His Holy Spirit.
圣洁是遵从神的心意，顺从圣灵的引导。
That's the holy living we're called to as Christians.
这是我们蒙召所做的基督所当活的基督徒的圣洁生活。
Now the third reminder of today is you're a foreigner in this world, as all Christians are.
今天要提醒大家第三件事就是你们在这个世上是寄居的，所有的基督徒都是寄居的人。
While I was recently back in Kentucky, I had dinner with my only brother's three children on the day he went to be with the Lord last year.
当我回这次回 Kentucky 州的时候，我有和我唯一的兄弟三个孩子吃饭。那一天正好是他去世回到天家的一周年纪念日。
Over the years, as he was going through some rough times with his health or something, he would just say,I'm just passing through.
在过去的这些的年日当中，他有过很艰难的时候，有健康的问题，还有其他的事情。当那些的时候，他总会说一句话：我不过是个过客。
As humans, we sometimes make a big deal over our nationality, our race, our position, but that's not how God sees us.
在地上，有时人们把国籍、种族或者是地位看得很重。但是这不是神眼中如何看我们。
That's not who we are. We are temporary residents, or as it says in NIV, we're foreigners. I like that translation better.
那些不是我们真正的所事。在圣经告诉我们说，我们在这个地上是一个暂时的寄居的人，正像十七节所说的，是寄居的。那和合本翻译成是外国人，我自己更喜欢这个翻译。
So if we're just foreigners, we need to live with that in mind.
如果我们不过是个外国人，我们生活的时候就要把这一点记在心上。
I know in today's conversation that can have a bad sound, but it shouldn't in this context.
我下面讲这些可能让你可能会有一些觉得不太好，但是如果我们在放在这个信心当中，你不会觉得不好。
Whenever I got on a bus or a train in China, I always heard someone saying something about Lao Wai. I didn't take that wrong.
当我和派在中国的时候，在公交车上或者在火车上，我经常会有一些人说老外，我并没有去错误的去理解他们的用意。
I would just talk to people if they spoke English, and even hope that I could talk about Jesus if they would understand.
我只是如果他们可以讲英文的话，我就和他们去聊天。我甚至希望可以有机会可以，他们如果明白的话，可以和他们聊一下主耶稣。
Believe it or not, in Shanghai, I even had young people come up and ask if they could take a picture with me.
不管你信不信，在上海的时候，有年轻人上来问我可不可以和我们合影。
I said, yes, of course, but I'm no important person. I'm just an average American living here for a while.
我说当然可以了，不过我不是什么重要人物，我不过是一个普通的美国人，只是在上海生活一段时间罢了。
However, while I'm here, I just want to make the most of it. I think that's what God has in mind about our time here on earth.
但是当我在上海这一段时间，我想好好的利用这一段的时间。我想这也是神向着我们这些在地上暂居的人所怀的心意。
That's not to say I don't care what goes on, but rather I should make the most of it.
这并不是说我不关心地上发生什么事，而是说在地上这个年日，神让我们好好的利用。
But it's also not to pretend that, oh, if we could just get a new person elected to the government, that would be a perfect place to live forever.
这也不是说贾樟说，如果我们选出一个更好的政府，我们居住的地方就会成为一个完美的地方。
No, my real citizenship is in God in heaven, as Abraham recognized that, as it was said about him in Hebrews 11:10.
不，并不是这一个的样子。我的公民身份是和神在一起，是在他的国度里。就连亚伯拉罕都明白了这一点，这是在希伯来书十一章十节所说的。
Abraham was confident looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God.
亚伯拉罕他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
Now before you all fall asleep, thinking about some distant land.
现在当你们到入睡之前，你们都可以想一下遥远的那一个的地方，将来的国度。
What does verse 17 say about living now in as a temporary resident? It says we must live in reverent fear during this time.
在第十七节当中就讲到，既然我们是现在世上的寄居者，那我们要存敬畏的心过在这世上的日子。
Now that's not fear of men or of Satan or death or judgment. That type of fear is not consistent with God's love that He puts in our heart.
这个敬畏的心不是说害怕人、害怕魔鬼或者害怕死亡或审判，这些的害怕和神放在我们心中的爱是不相称的。
But it's the fear of God which comes with the grace of God. It brings spiritual joy.
这个敬畏是要敬畏神，这种敬畏从神的恩典而来，它给我们带来灵里的喜乐。
It's fear leading to humility, which is the opposite of pride and self-confidence, and includes the whole worship of God.
这一种的敬畏也使人谦卑，这个谦卑正与骄傲和相信自己是相反的，而这种的敬畏也包含了人对上帝全然的敬拜。
Again, Pastor Gary taught last week that the wise fear of God is in someone who is reverent and obedient towards God.
就像赵牧师在上周的信息当中所讲到的，智慧的人敬畏神，尊崇神。
Only if we live a humble life and are reverent and obedient toward God's will can we be able to share in God's glory.
只有当我们过一个谦卑的生活，敬畏和尊崇神的心意的时候，我们才能同享他的荣耀。
Well, as we go on from verses 18 through 22, it mentions how do we get to be this true person we are.
当我们往下看18到22节的时候，这些经文告诉我们，我们是如何成为我们现在的所是的。
That is a child of God who is holy,A temporary resident of the world, but a permanent resident of God's kingdom.
这就是刚才我们说的，你是神的儿女，你是圣徒，你是地上的寄居者，但是你却是神国度里永远的居住者。
You were actually purchased with something more precious than anything in the world.
你们实际上是被重价买赎的，是比世界上任何的贵重之物都宝贵来买赎的。
You were purchased with the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, who John the Baptist introduced to the world in John 1:29.
你们是被基督的宝血所买赎的，是那无罪的、无瑕疵的神的羔羊的血，正像施洗约翰向世人介绍主耶稣。在约翰福音一章二十九节时所说的。
The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
第二天当施洗约翰看到主耶稣来到的时候，他说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Now just in case you don't already consider yourself to be blessed beyond measure, we're told in verse 20,God planned to do this before the world began.
如果你现在，你万一还不认为你已经蒙了大福，就是那个无法测度的福分，那么在第二十节的里边，彼得告诉我们， 这一个是神在创世之前已经定义要如此赐福与人的。
As hard as it is for us to understand, God foreknew us in that time since the plan of redemption of Christ was made in eternity past.
这个对我们来讲是一件很难明白的事情。我们难明白神已经预先知道了我们，并且在永恒的过去的当中，已经通过耶稣来救赎这一个的计划已经在那里了。
The Redeemer was appointed, even the very gospel which proclaims it was ordained before the world was made.
我们的救赎主已经指定了，所传的福音在这个世界被造以前已经命定了。
A Savior was appointed before sin was committed. God waited to reveal this plan fully until mankind could really see what sin had done to them and what it did to the world.
这一位的救主已经被命定了，在罪还没有的时候，但是神一直等到人可以看见罪给人和神所创造的这个世界所带来的结果时，才将这个救赎的计划显现在人的面前。
Until a time when all mankind could come to trust God and receive the free gift of eternal life because of the death and resurrection of Jesus.
因为直到那个时候，人才会来到神的面前来相信神，接受这份白白的礼物，这就是永生。这一切都是因着耶稣的死和复活。
Peter says this in verse 22. So it's only natural that you will live in this love he poured out on you among all his other children.
然后彼得在二十二节当中说道，因此很自然的，你们就要活在爱中，因为神将这份爱倾倒在了你和他其他的儿女的身上，就是你的众弟兄。
But remember, it's not by your determination, it's the fruit of the Holy Spirit working in your life.
但是要记得，不是你自己的定义就可以活出爱，而是要让圣灵所结的果子在你的里面活出来。
So like Peter wrote in verse 13 to exercise the fruit of self-control, he now says, exercise the fruit of love.
就像彼得在十章节所说的，要操练让圣灵所结的节制的果子在你的里面。这里讲到要操练圣灵所结爱的果子。
For this last reminder of who we are in Christ, let's look at verse 23. Or,Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5:17.
当我们讲到第四点，最后这一点的时候，让我们来看彼得前书23节所说的，或者是在哥林多后书5:17也讲到的。
2 Corinthians 5:17. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. The new life has begun.
哥林多后书5:17说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，一切都成新的了。
So fourth and lastly, you're a newly created person. You have been regenerated spiritually.
所以第四点也是最后一点，你是一个新造的人，在灵里你已经完全重生。
Peter expresses this in the same way that Jesus did to a teacher Nicodemus in John 3:6-7.
彼得在这里所讲的和在主耶稣跟犹太教的一个老师尼哥底母所讲的是一样的，在约翰福音3:6-7。
Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again.
主耶稣说，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
So Jesus wasn't just saying that to Nicodemus, he was saying all of mankind must be born again if they are to have eternal life with God.
主耶稣不只是对尼哥底母讲，而是对全人类讲的。若要得与神同在的永生，人必须重生。
Otherwise, they have eternal separation from God.And that's the worst future imaginable.
否则的话，人就是永远的与神隔离，这个是人所能想象的最糟糕的结局。
I find it a bit unfortunate that some believers think, oh, that starts later. No, that starts as soon as you trust in Jesus, your eternal life starts then.
有一点不幸的是，当我和一些信徒交通的时候，我发现他们认为永生是在死后才开始，不是这样，永生是在你信主的那一刻已经开始了。
That new life was passed on as it only could be from the eternal living Word of God.
那是因为这个新生命已经传给你了，这新生命唯有从神永存的道而来。
Now it's noted about this word mentioned in verse 23.It's the same logos mentioned in John 1:14.
我想让大家注意的是，在二十三节所说的这个道，是和约翰福音的一章十四节里所讲的那个道是同一个词。
So John 1:14 says, "So the Word became human and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. We have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's."One and only Son.
约翰福音一章十四节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The reason I point that out as we're getting ready to close is the same expression of Word of God in verse 25 does not represent Jesus. It's the revealed Word, the Bible.Which is essentially the gospel.
我之所以提出这一点，是在我们后面要结束的那个经文的时候，也讲到了这个道。那个道和这里的道是不一样的。那里的道不是指的主耶稣，而是讲的神的话，启示给人的话。
The entire Bible really is about the gospel story, from Genesis to Revelation.
整本的圣经的启示都是关于神的话，就是这个福音。从创世纪直到启示录。
The written word of gospel is everlasting and will stand and continue, though all flesh is grass fading and withering.
神所写下来的话，或者是福音是存到永远的，而所有血气的，尽都如草，会褪去，会枯干。
Maybe it's just because we're getting older that Pat and I both like this verse in 2 Corinthians 4:16.
可能是因为派特和我都变老了，我们俩都很喜欢在哥林多的后书四章十六节的经文。
Though we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
The word of God is fresh and durable.It's written into our hearts, and those placing their faith in Jesus, as it says in James 1:21.
神的话是新鲜的，是经久的，是写在我们的心里的，就是那些将信心放在主耶稣的人的心里的，就像雅各，James 1:21，一章二十一节所说的。
So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives, and humbly accept the word God has.Planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls.
所以要除去所有那些恶者放在你们心里的，而是接受神的话，就是栽种在你们心里的道。
So the word of God is not only the power to save your soul, also to guide your life, as Jesus said in Matthew 4:4.
所以神的话不仅有能力救我们的灵魂，它还可以指引我们的生活。这就是主耶稣在马太福音。
Matthew 4:4, but Jesus told him, No, the scripture says people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
那里主耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里一切的话。
So I'm going to borrow one more verse from Peter because I know many people may say, you know, I've been a new person for a long time. I don't feel very new anymore.
我还要再借用一句彼得讲的话，因为我知道你们当中可能会有人说，我成新造的人已经很久了，我已经不会再为此有任何的激动了。
Some of us older might say, I know who I am, but I've lost the excitement. And so maybe 1 Peter 2:2 can be helpful.
就像我们现在我们已经比较老了，我们就可以说我已经不再为新造什么事情啊来有这个激动的心情了。
1 Peter 2:2, like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk, so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment.
啊，彼得前书的2:2可能会有帮助。他那里是说到，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
The sincere milk of the word simply means the simple and pure gospel, which is compared to milk for its nourishment to a born again person.
那个纯净的灵奶就是指呢单纯而纯正的福音，啊，就是。把它做了一个的比喻，比喻成婴儿所需要的奶，来说明神的话，来供养一个新生的人的营养所需。
I'm going to add this. Don't ever get tired of hearing the gospel.
永远不要对听神、听福音感到厌倦。
So if you read through the whole Bible and look closely, we'll see stories, poetry, wisdom that point to Jesus, who is the gospel. He is the good news.
如果你通读整本的圣经，仔细的查看，你就会发现，所有的故事、诗歌，还有智慧，都是指向耶稣，就是那个福音，也是被称为好消息。
Keep yourself nourished with the Word of God, which includes so many promises and wisdom for the real you. Disby yourself and take great joy in that.
让你自己持续的啊。活在神话语的供养的当中，神的话里有那么多的应许和智慧，来做你在基督里那个真正的自己，来活出你的所事，并且在其中大有喜乐。
Let me say one more thing before we pray. It's good to see so many new young people here.
让我们结束前我再说一句，我今天很高兴看到我们有很多年轻人在这里。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起的来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your son Jesus, who is the living word. We thank you for who he is in our life, what he's done in our life, and how he has called us to be holy, to be looking forward as a foreigner to our new land, to be a new person in him, in Christ. So we pray that as we go forward,We're going to have school, we're going to have work, we're going to have lots of things. And we pray as then we always keep our eyes focused on you, where you're calling us to, and who we really are. And that way we will just be ourselves. And we give you thanks for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.